Not that he looks like him, but he was.
He acts like his father.
Okay. And they used to have women, when they didn't have doctors and so forth, a woman who would help at childbirth, not a doctor or a nurse. What did they call her?
Midwife.
And if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back, maybe? Sort of maybe make it fun.
Town dude or something.
Okay.
Yeah,
and if a country person goes to town, what maybe would the city people call him behind his back?
He's from the country.
Right. Would you think, is there a word you might call him? Like a yokel or a clodhopper, a hillbilly, a hayseed, a redneck?
I've heard the words, but I don't know.
You wouldn't use them?
No.
Okay. All right, now these are questions that have to do with race, and they would like to know, how would you normally refer to a member of your own race if you were talking to me and you say there's Mary Jones and you want to tell me she's of your race? You'd say she's, what is the word you'd use to tell me that? Would you be more likely to say she's a Negro, she's black, she's a colored person?
Well, what I would actually say, I would say she's a colored person. That's
okay.
What we, you know, mostly use, but
okay.
Now they got on something else. But
a lot of younger kids are more likely to say
she's black.
Okay. Well, when I was a child, the courteous thing was to say a colored person.
Yeah,
now,
well,
so since then I'm a teacher and some of them told me no, that they would prefer black.
Well,
okay.
That's just what some of them do.
Sure.
Right now, I don't know.
Sure. Okay. If you are talking about a white person and you want to imply that he's a sorry, I mean, maybe if you're telling me that he is not a colored person, I say he's a white person, but if you wanted to use a word that implies he's really not a very good person, either a mean person or whatever, what are some of the words that colored people use about white people to imply that they're no good? There's so-and-so who's a troublemaker or whatever. A word that implies white and no good at the same time.
I really couldn't see.
Okay.
I try not to get anything
sure,
like that
sure.
in my mind.
I understand that that you wouldn't use them. I just wondered if there's a word that comes to your mind that you
well,
have heard that is unkind.
No.
Okay. And the words that that colored people do not like to be called.
Nigger.
Okay. And if a white person is talking about another white person, I mean, what is one of the ways that they might say just no good or whatever? I use that word redneck over there in that list of the things mm-hmm. that maybe a country person. I was just wondering if a cracker means or a redneck means a no good person.
Well,
not necessarily.
No, I don't think so.
Just somebody
just
from Georgia.
That's
somebody.
Right. That's the word I think more or less people would say.
Okay. If a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his little boy broke it, you might say the man got awfully
upset, I'd say.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that? Joking or otherwise? He really got
hot.
Okay.
Got angry or something.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By night you might say, oh, I am really
tired.
Okay. And the school nurse sent a little boy home because he, at school, not the teacher, she didn't send him home because he was bad. The nurse sent him home because he what? At school. He